sing one more chorus then before the possible comes. I'm trying to sing that little chorus, we can sing that. Just a little longer on the trump of God's hand.
Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just a little longer, and we'll all be to glory bound. Look away to Jesus, your redemption draweth nigh. Just a little longer, and we'll be
the Lord. The Lord bless each and every one, and we do give everyone a warm welcome tonight in their service. And we thank the Lord we have an opportunity to come in the midweek and pray and seek the Lord, and read a bit of His Word and get a top up. Amen. Praise God. And we do appreciate all the prayers for Mrs. Livingstone and all the family at this time of bereavement, and for Aaron and Kerry and all the Livingstone family and everyone connected at this time to the whole family. It's a sad time after losing a father and a son, and I really feel for Mrs. Livingstone, and I want us just to keep praying for them. And this young man Ryan that Kerry's already mentioned, Ian's been talking to him. He really feels down, but he says he's saved, he believes the Lord, but he needs a real touch from God. And thank God, God can give him a touch, praise God. And also, as our brothers mentioned, this Mrs. Richard, 94 years of old, and this man Nelson, we're going to pray for them all again. Our brother's already prayed, and also wants to pray for Brother Gary for tomorrow night as well. And anyone's free, please go along and support our brother Gary. It's good to have these opportunities, isn't it, to go and preach the gospel. It's a brilliant opportunity. And it goes out on the internet as well, and you just don't know where it goes, praise God. And we just thank the Lord for it. There's a young woman rang me just the other day. I know her. I was really surprised she rang me. She says, I really felt to ring you to encourage you. And she told me this testimony. There's a man I've known from quite a few years ago, and his wife's just got saved and goes to their church. And she was telling me that something I'd said and things that had happened in the past really spoke to this man. God had really spoke to them through these things, and she's just ringing me up to encourage me, and I really appreciated it. And you know, you just never know what God does. We just want our letter light shine, amen. Let's read in our Bibles tonight, John chapter 4, and also remember Sunday evening, our brother John Kernighan's going to be giving a bit of a testimony on Sunday evening. Pray for brother John. I know it's nervous to get up there, but good after you do it, isn't it? And it's good to do it, praise God. You can remain seated tonight, and I just want to talk a little bit about worship and prayer, and I'm just going to take my time. I won't keep you long, but I mean with the scriptures, and we're going to turn and read them and everything. And we want to read John chapter 4 and verse 23 and 24 of John chapter 4. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Just let's bow our heads again. Praise God tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we just thank You and praise You this evening that we have a great privilege as the people of God, that we can enter in boldly because of the new and living way into your very presence through the rent veil.
Yes.
We thank you tonight, the veil is rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Because of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ,
yes,
we have access and liberty tonight to come boldly,
amen,
for we may find grace and help in the time of need. Lord, you see all these prayer requests tonight, there's many of them. But Lord, you're a big God.
Amen.
And you're more than able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above what we can even think or even ask.
Amen.
Lord, we will ask from the very outset that you'd wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over this meeting house,
yes,
over all of our lives afresh, over our children, over our family, over all that's near and dear to us. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for every request of this people in this pulpit. For this dear woman, for this dear man, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over them, and we say amen to what's been prayed tonight. Pray for my sister Andrea, touch her and raise her up, and heal her, and encourage her in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for Ryan, you'll deliver him and set him free.
Yes, Lord.
Break the powers of darkness about him. Let the Holy Spirit come near him and come upon him and liberate him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Father, pray for Mrs. Livingstone tonight, for Aaron, for Carrie, for all the sisters and the brothers and all the family circle. Pray God you'll comfort them, and I pray most of all you'll save every one of them. Speak to them. Speak into their hearts, speak into their lives of things of eternity, and save them, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Pray again for Brother Gary. Pray you'll strengthen him. Pray you'll encourage him. Pray, God, as he goes tomorrow night, you'll use him mightily,
amen,
to preach the gospel and souls of the same and people delivered and set free in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, and I just pray you'll bring those in,
yes,
that you want to bring in, Lord, and you'll add to your church,
yes,
such as should be saved,
yeah,
in Jesus' precious name. Encourage everyone in this room tonight. We thank you for all your blessings and all you're doing. And pray, Lord, again, it's been prayed for my dad from the crown of his head,
yes,
to the soles of his feet.
Amen.
May he know the Master's touch,
yes,
in Jesus Christ's name I pray.
Amen.
And Father, for any of the sisters or brothers that's working tonight, be with them, strengthen them and bless them. And Father, for those that need a financial need tonight,
yes,
Lord, we call those things that are not as though they were, in the name of Jesus Christ, meet that need,
Lord,
for your glory. Now, Lord, bless your word to their hearts. Bind the strong men, spoilish goods, in this service and in our homes and over our lives. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children.
Lord,
I take the Holy Ghost to help me tonight, and I thank you that you do, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. This is a real tremendous portion of Scripture. True worshiper. Prayer is a great means by which all of us as Christians come into the presence of God. And God wants us to come into His presence. He wants us, He desires us to come into His presence. And prayer is the means of coming into God's presence, to worship Him and to receive from Him the guidance. And we do that when we pray to the Lord and we come into His presence and we worship Him. Then the presence of God can come on us and move us. And God can guide us to help us and strengthen us in all the times of need. Every Christian should set aside every day time to pray. Whether it's in the morning or the evening. And you know, when I preached on Daniel prayed faithfully 3 times a day. He actually set aside 3 appointed times a day. Even if all of us did it, even once a day, a set time, that we were set to seek God and pray, that we get along with God and pray and read the Word of God. And it's good to have it as a habit to do it, because God inhabits the praise of His people. The most powerful, influential person in the world is a Christian who knows how to pray. That's the most powerful person. Not some business manner, but a man that knows how to pray. A man or a woman that knows how to pray, knows and knows how to get prayers answered. That's a person that's in touch with God. And there's men and women like that. And they know how to pray. And they know how to get in touch with God. To be able to pray in this way, we must follow carefully instructions laid out here tonight. And these are instructions we have in the Word of God, which set out for us clearly through the Scriptures how to become men and women like that. That we can pray in such a way that God hears, that God will answer us, that God will meet the need. And you know, I was thinking tonight before I was coming and I was going over some notes and reading different things, and I was thinking of a message I preached several times. I preached it in so many places where God answered Abraham according to his need. And Abraham had a need and God met him on the point of his need. And if you have a need tonight, you're entitled to pray for that need. And God will meet you at the point of your need. For he is our supplier. Amen. He's our source. Nobody else is our source. God could use somebody to financially bless you or use somebody to encourage you, but it's ultimately God that's our source. We want to give him all the glory. We're not going to give it, we can't give it to nobody else. Nobody else can have it. The Lord wants it all.
Yes, amen.
He says, my glory I will not give to another. He wants us to worship him and he wants us to pray to him. And he wants us to come to him often. He lets things happen to us so it will run to the Lord.
Amen.
And he wants us to cry out to him. And when we cry out to the Lord, he'll hear us.
Amen.
You see here, first of all, the next chapter 4 of John, verse 23 and 24, what kind of people is God seeking? God is seeking people that worship him in spirit and that worship him in truth. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't know truth if you don't know Jesus. But when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know truth, for he is truth. He's the Word made flesh. And when we read the Word of God and we study the Word of God, we're reading the truth, we're knowing the truth. And Jesus says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So he wants us to worship him in spirit and in truth. So we've got the truth and we need the spirit. We want both. All knowledge and no spirits, no good. It's like all the mechanics in the car and nothing to move it. You need to summon the movement when it's got all the mechanics. And it's the same with the gospel. You can have all the truth, but we need the Spirit of God to come behind the Word of God. Like Paul said, I didn't come on to you with accidentally a speech, but in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. That's how Paul came. God wants us to be Christians that believe and demonstrate what we believe. That means if somebody's sick, don't be afraid to pray for them. Don't be afraid to lay your hands on them and pray in the Lord to heal them. Don't be afraid to act out your faith. You have a right to do it. Because Mark 16 says, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God wants us to have a spirit. In James chapter 5 verse 16, we read in James chapter 5 of the factual fervent prayer of a righteous man. And in James chapter 5, what kind of a prayer produces results? James chapter 5 tells us an effectual prayer, a sincere prayer of a righteous man. You say, but I can't meet that. You can. The Bible calls you righteous. Romans 4 says that God did not impute to us our sin, but he imputed to us his righteousness. So God has given us his righteousness. So therefore we are righteous because he's righteous. We're holy because he's holy.
Amen.
We have his righteousness tonight. Ours is no good. We know that. But we've got the Lord's.
Amen.
And he's given us his righteousness. So we've got his righteousness. And then we want to pray effectual, fervently, sincerely. And when we sincerely pray to the Lord, he will hear us. And he will answer us. Proverbs 15 and 8. In whose prayers does the Lord delight? And in Proverbs 15 and 8, the Lord tells us he delights in the prayer of the upright. And a man can't be upright if he's not born again. A woman can't be upright if they're not born again. And he'll answer you when you pray. And when you pray and you think maybe the next day will knock on top of you, don't think God hasn't answered you. God has answered you. You know the book of Daniel, that angel was withheld for over 20 days from getting to Daniel. But Daniel's prayer was heard the first day. God said that. Amen. There was a warfare. There was a battle. And when you pray and you think nothing's happened, God already heard you to start. But there's a spiritual realm there we can't see with our natural eyes. For the Bible tells us we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we need the whole armour of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, and our feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. The full armour of God we want on us. And John 9 verse 31. If you want to read John 9:31, if we wish God to hear our prayers, there's two things we have to do. John 9:31 tells us what we're to do. We're to worship God, and we're to do God's will. That's the two instructions given here. We are to worship God. God wants us to worship Him. Worship. God wants us to worship Him. I said it on Sunday. If the Spirit has spoken our meeting several times, telling us, yes, I want you to worship me. I want you to praise me. It's not a mistake. God is telling us again because He means what He's saying. He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to praise Him. And He's encouraging us. And He's telling us, if you praise me, I'm going to bless you.
Amen.
So why not go ahead and do it? Hallelujah. And here we see it in chapter 9, verse 31. Be a worshipper. Amen. Be a worshipper of the Lord. Forget about everybody else. Get alone with God. You can worship God anywhere, you know.
Yes.
Not just in church. You can worship Him anywhere. Amen. I tell you, some time back, I really don't know what way it was. Just everything was against me. In my head anyhow. That's the way the devil wants to try and tell you that. And I just started to praise the Lord. Amen. Way out in the middle of nowhere. I just started to praise the Lord. And it broke. Because God wants us to worship Him. You see, there's a secret in worship. The Word of God says God inhabits the praises. Now if God's inhabiting the praises, He's there. And if we begin to worship the Lord, He'd come near.
Yes.
But who doesn't want the Lord to come near? All of us want the Lord to come near.
Yes.
We want to feel His presence. We want to know the lovely anointing power of the Holy Ghost coming on us, moving through us. And God will do that if we'll worship Him. And to do God's will. How will I do God's will? Read it.
Yes, amen.
New Testament is God's will. Testament's an old English word for will. So we have the new will. The new will. This testament is God's new will. And God wants us to read His will. And we read His will, we know His will. When somebody says, how do you know it's God's will to heal people? Because we read the will. And the will says, lay hands on the sick and they recover. The will says in 1 Peter 2:24, by stripes we are healed. He His own self bore sin in His body, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were He. It's already done.
Yeah.
It's His will to do it. His will says, beloved, I wish you of all things that you may prosper and be in health, in good health, even as your shoulders prosper. It's in the will.
Amen.
His will says, it's not my will that any should perish.
Yes.
God wants to save every single one we've prayed for tonight. That's His will. This business is nightmare. It's well, it's nonsense. It's God's will to save all.
Amen.
All in all would come should be our heart's desire when we're praying. And forget about this idea. This might be. That's far too big for any of us.
Yes.
That's God's business. And God says here, it's my will that all should come. Now we know they won't. But that's God's doing. But it's His will, they will come. And if it's God's will, they will come. We need to pray for them to come. He wants us to worship Him. In Hebrews 10:19, by what way may we enter into the holy presence of God? There's only one way you can enter in. If you read Hebrews 10:19, by the blood of Jesus Christ. You cannot enter into the presence of God by your own works or by your own righteousness, but you only can enter in by the blood of Jesus Christ. And the blood of Jesus Christ has been shed by the new and living way. We may now enter in boldly into the presence of God. There's a new and living way, the blood of Jesus. There's access for me and you tonight. There's no such thing as you not being able to come. There's no such thing as you not being worthy. The blood of Jesus is there for you. It's there for me. We can wash in it afresh tonight and come into His presence. And He'll cleanse us from all sin. And He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And He'll give us the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, and peace, and all the other wonderful gifts of God. God wants us to come in by the blood. We need to plead the blood when we're praying. We need to enter His presence through the blood of the Lamb. I tell you, when you study this Bible and you study the old tabernacle types and Moses and Aaron, and then you get into Numbers, Leviticus, you'll see every word he worked. When the priest worked, he did nothing without the blood. He sprinkled the meal with the blood. He sprinkled the instruments with the blood. He sacrificed the lamb to get the blood. He could do nothing without the blood. There was no blessing till the blood was applied. When the blood was applied, the blessing came. Amen. I tell you, thank God the blood's been shed. And the blessing can come. Amen. Thank God for tonight. If you read Psalms 100 and verse 4, you're going to see two things we should do to enter God's presence. Two things we're to do in Psalms 100 verse 4. Number one, with thanksgiving. He wants us to enter His presence with thanksgiving. Psalms 100 verse 4. Number two, with praise. He wants us to enter His presence with thanksgiving, and then He wants to enter His presence with praise. So we should start off with saying, thank you, Lord. Yes. Why? Because you see that sinner like me, a wretch, a worm, on the dung pile, and the Lord lifted us up out of it and set our feet on the merry clay. So we should start off. We've all something to thank the Lord for, whether we're wee sinners or big sinners. We're all sinners. Sinners saved by the grace of God. We need to come with thanksgiving. Number one, with thanksgiving and with praise. So start off by thanking Him that He saved you a worm. No good for nothing, but God loved you. And your no goodness, and your filthiness, and your filthy garments, He loved you. And He gave Himself for you. He gave Himself for me. He loves you tonight. That'll break the power of the devil, I can tell you. That God loves you. And the devil wants to tell you, you're no good in all these things. God says, I love you. And He wants you to thank Him, then He wants you to praise Him. Hallelujah. That's why when we come to church, we need to praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Look at Psalms 107, how many times I read it on Sunday. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man, every verse, oh, that man would praise the Lord. You don't get too far going again. And then, oh, that man would praise the Lord. God wants us to praise Him. He wants us to thank Him and He wants us to praise Him. Hold on, brother, continually. Continually. Amen. He wants us to continually praise Him. If you read Philippians 4 and verse 6, what should a Christian do instead of worrying? What should you do instead of worrying? Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 tells us, everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto the Lord. Don't be worrying about it. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't worry about it. The God has not given you the spirit of fear or bondage, but of love, of truth, and of a sound mind. He doesn't want you to worry. He doesn't want you to get depressed. He wants you to be free in the spirit. And he wants you to take it to the Lord in prayer. And if you are feeling down, or somebody's listening in and you're feeling down, come to the Lord in prayer. Enter the Lord's presence in prayer. Get alone with God. Close yourself away with the Lord. And enter into prayer and ask the Lord to visit you. Ask the Lord to bless you. Ask the Lord you need a financial miracle. Ask the Lord you need a physical miracle. I tell you, if you're sincere, he'll do it. He will do it. He says, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. That's his promise. His words are yea and amen. He can swear by no greater, so he swear by himself. That by two beautiful things, which it's absolutely impossible for God to lie. Why? That we might have strong consolation. What for? To lay hold upon the hope set before us. I tell you, the Lord's good tonight. Look at John 14, verse 13. Everybody knows John 14, 13. In whose name should we pray and with what motive? I tell you, there's only one name you can pray in. Amen. We should pray in the name of Jesus to glorify the Father. Amen. Our praying is to the Lord Jesus. Our motive is to glorify God. We are here to magnify and glorify God. We're not here to glorify man. We're not here to uplift some man. We can't. We're to glorify the Father. Amen. We're to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus to glorify the Father. Amen. We're to lift his name. His name's the name that says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. In my name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He wants us to magnify God by praising Jesus. Uplift to the Lord. Preach Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah! I tell you, he's worthy to be preached. There's nobody else that's worthy to be preached. Who? What other man can save? What other man rose from the dead after 3 days? What other man said, take this temple down in 3 days and raise it again? Not another man. But this man, Jesus, he's worthy tonight. More than worthy, isn't he? We should pray in the name of Jesus to glorify the Father. John chapter 15, verse 7, if you want to read it. There's two conditions we may ask for what we will from God. Two conditions. And you can ask what you will from God. And these two conditions are in verse 7. If ye abide in Christ. That's the first thing. One condition, if you abide in Christ, you abide in him. You know what happens if you abide in him? He abides in you. Amen? He doesn't want us with him and away from him. He wants us with him all the time. He doesn't want us to go somewhere he can't go with us. He wants to go with us everywhere. He's our friend. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's our big brother. That's the Lord Jesus. You may abide in me, Christ, and that my words may abide in you. He wants you to keep his word in your heart. Keep the Lord's word in your heart. Meditate upon the word of God. Amen. If you've heard a word preached, or you've read a verse, or someone's blessed you, whether it's a daily reading, or someone's been preached, or maybe somebody's posted a verse but it's touched you, meditate on it. God wants you to meditate on it. He wants you to keep thinking of that word. That's what he's saying. Meditate on my words. Concentrate on the words of God for their spirit and their life. That's what he's saying. My words are spirit and their life. Strength to the body, health to the navel. Amen. And you know what says the navel? That's where your center power is. That's for the strength, the core strength. You hear people talking the core strength. And if you have core strength, it goes to your whole body. It's a sign of health, core strength. And God wants you to have that core strength in the spiritual, as well as the physical, but you know what I'm saying? From the Word of God, meditating upon the Word, show it your faith is strong in God. Amen. Exercise to the things of God. Praise God. I want you to see four things here as well. And you can take these scriptures down. Four things found in these following verses here. What will hinder answers to prayer. Psalm 66 verse 18. Iniquity in the heart. And I tell you, we need God to deal with our hearts. Isn't it wonderful what our brother Andrew Beecham said? Not the last time, but one of the times before he came. God said, it's the heart needs a touch. And all of us would want God to touch our hearts afresh, don't we?
Yes.
God can do it. I want God to touch my heart afresh. I don't want iniquity in my heart. But I want God to touch my heart.
Amen.
And answer my prayers. Also in James chapter 1 verse 6 to 7. Not wavering in faith. God doesn't want us to waver when we pray. Not double minded. Not doubting or wavering. You know, hear and learn. Well, he might. God wants us to be straight.
Yes.
God wants us to believe it's going to happen.
Yes.
God wants us to go home expecting to see it happen. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
You know, Brother Ian said the other week, when you go home, I want you to expect the charge better. Well, she is better. Yes. That's the truth. You know, him and Aaron was working way down by Londonderry. It's quite a ways. And he said to Aaron, I'm not coming back here. And Aaron said, well, I wish I wasn't here either. And he says, do you not want to be here? And he says, no. And he says, well, I'm going to make a phone call tonight and we'll be moved next week. And he went home and prayed, and the both of them was moved on the Monday. But he believed it. Isn't that something?
Yes.
He made a phone call. There's a line that's never engaged.
Yes.
God's phone number, 5015. Call upon me in the time of trouble. Not when all's going well, but in trouble, and I'll answer you.
Yes.
And I'll deliver you, and you'll glorify me.
Amen.
That's God's phone number. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not wavering. James 4, verse 3. Ye ask amiss to gratify it on your own lusts. You know, if I said, God, I need 6 cars tonight, I don't need 6 cars. Wouldn't we do that? So God wants us to ask realistic things. Now, if you need a car, God will give you one. Let me tell you that. I know he will. He's done it for me in the past. I tell you, God's able to do it. You know, I've told you the story, and you all know it. I gave a car away once. I sold it. It was a Mercedes. I think I got about 4,000 for it. I sent it over to a man that was in need. And I had another car and I was paying it off monthly. Now I didn't tell nobody about that. I done it. You know, when I was paying this other car off and I owned this one, fair enough I owned it, and I sold it and I sent the man this money, it was thousands of pounds. And you know, it wouldn't even have paid my other car. My other car, I owed at least 7,000 in it. I think that one was 4,000 or something. And I sold it and I felt led to send this man the money. He had nothing. And I sent him the money to fix his car and help him. And a man rang me about a week after it. And he said to me, are you paying the car off? And I said, I am, yes. And he said, how much is it? And I told him. And he said, well, it'll be cleared tomorrow. And my wife sitting there, it's the truth, I was in the red in the bank. And I could sign somebody all my money. And I could have done with it in the bank, but I refused to do it. This is true. I made a vow to God and signed the law. And I signed the law, and it's in the red in the bank. And the next day in the bank was my car cleared, and the extra amount he didn't know about that brought me out of the red. Amen. You can never outgive God. And when you think, you know, it hasn't worked from God's failure, you're wrong. It's at the time when it looks darkest, he comes on the scene.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. He'll never fail you. I can guarantee you that tonight, God cannot fail. Amen. And don't wrestle with him. Don't try to help God. If God's already spoke to you and God has clearly said to you, I'm going to do it, don't you try and help him. He does not need you to get my hand. He'll do it. For you can't. But he can.
Amen.
Elijah just sat there. Elijah never done a thing. And God fed him. And he fed him fresh. Fresh every day. Amen?
Yes.
Fresh every day. And he used birds that not one of us would pick. None of us would pick them. And I tell you, God could send you somebody that you've never picked. You know the story my dad told about the fella and the wee woman. If God could use an old devil like you, praise his name. Amen. And I tell you, God's able to do it. Praise God. I'm closing just a moment and I'm closing. The time's going now. Isn't God good? Don't ask amiss, but ask in sincerity. 1 Peter 3 verse 7. Give an honor unto the wife, being heirs together. You know, let me read it. Let me go and read that. 1 Peter chapter 3. Chapter 3 and verse 7. Likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. It's good, you know, for a husband and wife to pray together. Amen. Amen. It's good. Maybe we all don't do it enough. Maybe some do it more than others, but I'm telling you, it's good anyhow. Amen. It's really good to pray together, isn't it? And if you can get the whole family praying, it's good. Even short prayers at the dinner table, anything, it's a learning. It's good to do it. It's good to have it. Amen. And to pray one for another. Praise God. In order to overcome satanic forces, we sometimes must join in prayer. In Mark 9, verse 29, there's a key here. If you think you're not getting the right breakthrough, you've joined in prayer with your partner, your wife or your husband, vice versa, or another brother or sister, and you still don't think you're getting the right breakthrough, there's another key. Start fasting. Amen. And the Bible says when we fast and pray, we will hear from heaven. Amen. And even a demon in the Bible couldn't come out. And they said to Jesus, what can we do? And Jesus says, this kind will only come out with fasting and praying. Ordinary prayers are not moving. But if you're sincere enough to fast and pray, it'll do it. That's what God's saying. And when God says a man or woman that's sincere enough, that they're willing to fast and pray, and even if it's only half a day or a day, one day is the fast. The Bible talks about a day. Even if you only fast for one day, still a fast. And God will hear you. And God will answer you, I'm telling you. And I would never tell anybody to fast any more than a day. I know people, one time I was in Africa and they preached about fasting and they got these young people to fast for days. And I told them, I said, you're wrong. You're wrong what you're doing. They said, why? I said, God has to lead somebody to fast longer than a day. You can't make people do it. And I said, you know, it's not good to do that. It's a day the Bible talks about. And the Bible talks about a man and a woman coming apart for fasting, and they must come together again, lest Satan get in and tempt them. And this young girl, she fasted for days. And over in Africa, they don't drink when they fast. And she fasted and hadn't drank water for 3 or 4 days. That's madness. The Bible doesn't teach that. It doesn't teach it. And that young girl, a spirit come on her. And they had big problems with her. And they couldn't get her delivered. And her spirit come on her. But God delivered her at the last. But I'm telling you, it was madness what they did. They shouldn't have did it. And she wasn't even grown. Just a young person. A day is enough. If God leads you as an individual to fast longer, you know, that's good. I fasted 7 days before, 5 days before. I know a man in our own meetings fasted 21 days. Years ago, 21 days. No problem at all to do it. If God leads you to do it, you'll not even be hungry. When I fasted for 7 days, I wasn't even hungry. And the only reason I broke the fast after 7 days is at somebody's house and they made me tea. And I didn't want to let them know, and I eat biscuits, and then that broke the fast. That was after 7 days. New woman knew I was fasting. And I didn't look much different either. Because the Lord led it. And during that time, God dealt with me. That's a time back. The Lord dealt with me. And you know what? God dealt with me and showed me I need to start preaching the gospel again. The simple gospel. That's what God dealt with me about. Forget about all these following this and following that. And trying to be in with here and in with there. No. The simple gospel. The simple gospel is what God wants. That's what delivers men and women. Let's come and seek the Lord tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I pray you'll lead us. I pray you'll guide us. Pray that you'll encourage your people from your word tonight. I ask you'll strengthen them, and I ask you'll bless them. I ask you'll lead and guide each and every one of us. Help us, Lord, to pray. Help us to praise you. Help us to come into your courts with thanksgiving and praise, and to magnify your lovely name, Lord Jesus. Lord, help us to be thankful for what you've done for us. Lord, our lives were ruined and trampled in the gutter. And you saved us, you delivered us, you set us free. You're the one that needs all the glory and all the praise. And we worship and magnify your name tonight. Lord, we know you're able to do far above what we can ask or even think. Lord, your arm's not short, your ear's not heavy. But you're able tonight. You're able to do, to save, to heal, to deliver. And Father, just pray and bless each one of us. Help us to pray. Help us to seek your face in this service tonight. And if someone's listening in, may the Spirit of God touch them and strengthen them. Lord, I pray again for Brother Andrews tonight. Pray, God, you'll speak to Brother Andrews. Pray you'll take a dealing with him and you'll bless him and speak to him and strengthen him. I pray you'll break down every lie of the devil over his life. Every influence that will come into his mind. Lord, to keep him away from the church and away from the things of God. Come against it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray you'll speak to them. I pray you'll strengthen them, Lord, tonight. And encourage them, Lord, tonight. And do them good. In Jesus' precious name, pray as well for Timothy. Pray you'll strengthen Timothy. Pray you'll give him courage. Give him faith. Yes. Give him strength, Lord. Touch him in his body. Touch his kidneys. Touch his chest. Touch his lungs, Lord. Make all these organs become normal. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, Lord, give him a heavenly spiritual MOT. In Jesus Christ's name, and touch him, Lord. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. In the name of Jesus Christ to pray. Pray for Rob and Vicky. Pray you'll touch them and bless them. And pray you'll bring Rob to the clear breakthrough of salvation. Where he really get saved. And call on the name of the Lord. Pray for Vicky. You'll strengthen her and bless her and encourage her. And help her to keep going on. Fill her with the Holy Ghost, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Bless Colin. Bless Lily. And help them to go on, Lord. Any others, Lord, that's been saved recently, may the Spirit of God move on them. In Jesus' precious name. Now, Lord, as we come tonight, Lord, to pray, help us to pray, Lord. Help us to worship you. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Let's just continue to seek God.
Spirit and the truth.
Yes.
As we are seeking such, Lord, to worship